Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Come on in. Happy Wednesday. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Ask Me Anything, where, you can ask me anything. Here I am. All right. Let's get after it. Who is loving the wellness tracker? If you have not set yours up yet, I want you to set it up. 63% of you have set it up, but I want more of you to set it up. If you have got questions for me, make sure you put them in the Q&A and I will get to them. Also, if you have not purchased your virtual camp ticket, or if you're wanting to come to Nashville, I mean, Nashville, shoot, Dallas, you can. I was looking at flights this morning. I'm getting excited. I was thinking about what I'm going to wear to the Saturday night party. I was thinking about that this morning. Make sure that you go ahead and purchase your virtual ticket because Corinne one-on-one. If you purchase your ticket between now and the 12th of this month, you get access to Corinne one-on-one. Corinne is in there. We were in Nashville on Friday for a meeting, and she was like, "They're wearing me out. I'm in there answering all the questions." So it was good. So she was excited about it. She's loving doing it. And so make sure that you get in on Corinne 101 and she one-on-one, and she will be answering those questions. I think it stops the Monday before camp starts because she got to travel and all them kind of things. You know what Zoom user said, am I dressing up for the party? I have some jeans with some little sparkles on them. So I think I might wear that and maybe a black tank top. So not too dressy. Now Corinne will have on some sequins. Possibly leather and some hooker heels. Not me. I will be uncomfortable. You'll recognize me from the comfortable shoes. You'll be able to see that because I'll be comfortable. Yeah, Corinne will be dressed to the nines. I promise you. I will be cute and comfortable. That's my style. So that's what I do. Yeah, Lori, let's be comfortable. Life is too short to be uncomfortable. I don't like it at all. I'm more of like a tank top and like an overshirt kind of a girl. Like that's literally, I'm not in. I ain't trying to impress y'all. I love y'all, but I think I am. I have some jeans. I've never worn them. I bought them like a year ago and I've never worn them. They have little dime nails on them. Like little sparkles. And so I think I'm gonna wear those. Yeah, I cannot imagine wearing her shoes either. So go ahead and get those tickets bought so that you can hang out with our coaches all during the day in the virtual space and you get access to Corinne one-on-one between now and then. Also, I just was listening to Consistency this morning. It's very good. If you've not listened to Consistency yet, it's on This Month in No BS. Make sure that you check it out. Check it out. There's some exciting things coming in No BS, and Consistency is just the tip of the iceberg. The winners were announced for the 31 days of tracking, and we also posted it in the Facebook group. I can't remember the names though. That's right off the top of my head. And then your Stack It and Sustain It PDF is on the website under resources. You can print it and you can fill it out. So both options are available to you on the website. Oh my gosh. I know. So exciting. So much stuff. And you get a PDF and you get a PDF. So, all right. Anonymous asks, I'm struggling to do one goal at a time. And I'm doing something small. I end up doing everything and not succeeding. Do you have any tips or suggestions how to help myself? Yes, it's going to come down to a back and forth conversation. Because here's what happens. We see this all the time. You do one little thing, and then your brain goes, freaks out. That's never going to be good enough. You think you're going to lose weight just drinking your water? That's crazy. That's not going to happen. Yeah, drink your water and lose weight. Yeah, right. Said no one ever. Yeah, but you still need to work on doable hunger. Yeah, but you still hadn't been filling out that tracker. Yeah, but sleep is in the toilet. And then to get away from that, we do more, we add more on. And then it becomes, well, this is too hard. I can't do all this. I can't think about weight loss all the time. This is just too much. I don't want to do all this. This is too difficult. Here's what you have to do. You've got to pick a lane, go in it, and retrain your brain to realize that one thing is good enough. So when you pick your one thing and you start to hear those thoughts about this isn't good enough, this isn't going to get you to your goal, what are you thinking? You have to remind yourself, I'm doing it differently this time. I'm in this for the long haul, one small thing at a time. If doing all the things at once worked, I would have lost my way years ago. It's that kind of conversation you need to be having. It's that kind of reasoning with your brain. Corinne said in Start, because I've listened to Start about 47,000 times now, you need to practice the version of you that you're becoming instead of the version of you you've been practicing for the last 20 years. And I love that. The last 20 years of you, Anonymous, has done the pantry purge, the start over on Monday mentality, do all the stuff until you wear yourself down. It didn't work. Maybe you lost weight, but you gained it all back. You've got to start telling yourself the new story you want to work on, which is if doing all things at once worked, I would have been at goal long time ago. I'm trying it this way. It feels like it's not enough. I keep thinking it's not enough right now, but I'm willing to try it. I keep telling myself this is going to take forever, but I bet this is going to turn into a snowball effect. You get good at one thing, you give yourself credit for the thing, and then you want to do other things. That's how habit change works. That's how it's always worked. We just did not have all of the knowledge and information to know that that was the way to go. That's what we should have been doing all along, but we didn't know. Nobody told us. Everybody said, because they thought if we just would get the weight off fast, do all the things, that it would make us happy. And we ain't never been happy. It should have been one small thing at a time all along. That's how habit change works. That's how sustainable change happens. Now you know the beauty of habit change. You know how new habits are created, and you're going to start using it to your advantage. That's all the things you have to start reminding yourself. The old way does not work. This is a new way. There's a new sheriff in town, whatever you want to tell yourself. But that is what you have to start doing. You have to catch those old shitty thoughts, and you have to send your brain in the direction you want it to go. One small thing at a time. Yes. Will you be doing a review with your thoughts of the consistency module we're doing this month? I have not thought about it, but I can. Because we're just, it's kind of at your own pace. So we're not going through it like week by week by week. But what I was just talking about was one thing I heard in it today. Here's what I think happens. And this is what I took from the first couple lessons today in the consistency module. We are doing things like when she was talking about the phases of change, like you're doing something 20% of the time and you're just forgetting 80% of the time. We're focusing on the 80% of the time that you're forgetting instead of celebrating the 20% of the time that you're doing it. I was doing it 0% of the time. Now I'm doing it 20% of the time, but all we can see is the gap in the game. All we can see is the gap of where we're going. We've got to, every once in a while, look over our shoulder and give ourselves credit for how far we've come. We cannot continually look at it's so far, I can't believe it. We've got to start giving ourselves credit for the little steps we're taking, just like those 1% changes. We can no longer beat ourselves up for the positive changes we're making. If I could delete anything from your vocabulary, it would be yeah, but. Yeah, but is going to kill you every single time. It is going to stall you every single time. It is going to halt you in your tracks every single time. Because you, what do? You give yourself an attaboy, you give yourself a pat on the back. Oh my gosh, this is the most consistent I've been with water. Like I've gotten my water in, oh my gosh, like 4 days this week. Yeah, but there's 7 days in a week. What you going to do about the other three? Yeah, but it's going to kill you. And so, for the phases of change, as you go through them, give yourself credit for the steps you're taking instead of yeah, butting yourself. We got to stop that mess. I mean, like, I always use the pee pee in a potty example. They've peed in their diaper all day long. I mean, in their panties all day long. And they finally go pee in the potty. You don't say, yeah, but I mean, look at all the other times you did. Look at this. How are we going to travel with you? You can't do it but one time. We don't do that. We celebrate where we are. We celebrate the wins. And we got to start doing that for ourselves. Yeah, but I can't take you to Bell's because God bless you just pee in the potty one time out of 10. How are we ever going to do anything with you? We got to stop that mess. We got to stop that mess. We have got to celebrate the small steps that we're taking, hear the negative Nelly thoughts, and then remind ourselves, I'm doing so much better. This is how change actually happens. This is how habits actually form. It's always been that way, always will be that way, and now I'm using my brain to my advantage. That's what we've got to start working on, y'all. That's my two cents for what I listen to. But I'll prepare a little bit better next week if y'all want me to give y'all a little bit more of my deep thoughts. Wasn't that on Saturday Night Live, deep thoughts with Jack Handy, deep thoughts with MJ. That's what I'll do next week. Isn't that what it was called? Over the past 1.5 years, Sally says, I've retired, turned 60, and gained 23 pounds. That's a lot in a year and a half. Has my body changed that much? How do I figure out what I need? I'm feeling overwhelmed by all the protein, soluble fiber, how much, and what kind of exercise. Do I go back to figuring out one thing on the basics now, or should I be looking at something else? Go back to doable hunger. And here's what I've got for you, Sally. This is for all of y'all. This is for everybody. And I've used this example so many times. When I first found Corinne, I was working in nursing home slash rehab. I had a gym, I had a refrigerator, I had a microwave, I had all the things. So I had my no BS life was set up for me. It was like I was in my pattern. I knew what to pack. I had it all. It was down, down, down. Then about a year before, well, 9 months, whatever, I decided to leave the rehab slash nursing home I had been at for 20 years, go into home health. Well, guess what happened? I was in my car all day long. No refrigerator, no microwave, no readily available bathroom. The habits I created, the no BS life I created, did not work anymore. I was having to rely on gas station bathrooms. Couldn't use a bathroom in our clients' homes. Had to rely on gas station bathrooms. I had to, if I was going to bring something to heat up, I had to run into a gas station to heat it up. I had to take a cooler with me, or I had to run through the drive-thru, whatever it was. I had to look at my day, see where I was going to be, what was going to be convenient for me. So I had to change how I did things. My habits looked totally different. Then I started working for Corinne and I came home. I didn't have to pack a cooler in the car anymore. I was literally steps from my kitchen every single day. What happened, Sally, is your habits, your circumstances changed. That's all that happened. You were used to living your life one way. Now you've got more free time. Now you're home all the time. Now you've got maybe you're sleeping later. Maybe your mornings don't look like they did. We have got to figure out what a good day for you looks like now. And then what you want to do is to start building that one activity at a time. It might look different. Maybe you can make your lunch every day. I don't know, whatever it looks like for you. But everything changed. And then also look at your thoughts about retirement and this new life of yours, because there can be some emotional eating going on in there as well. For some of us, like for me, well, it was, I mean, I was emotionally eating whenever I came home. I was a physical therapist, y'all. I was like, came to work for no BS. I'm working on a computer. I'm building a website, making PDFs, and I don't know what the hell was that. I was like a fish out of water. I was floundering for months and months and months. Like, I didn't even know Like a coach? What is that? I don't know what. I was a physical therapist. I'm not a coach. So to like step into that identity, I had a child going away to college, like all these identity shifts. So there was emotional eating for me too. And all of that part you can take to ask coaches. All of that you can take to ask coaches, like the emotional part. But first, look at your day. Like your day used to look like this, and now it looks like this. What do you want to do? And until you get your, listen to me, everybody, sound of my voice. Yes, we want to increase our protein. A lot of us want fiber. A lot of us want all that kind of stuff. If that is getting in the weeds of doable hunger, let it go until you get a handle on doable hunger. You cannot stack on something to no BS and turn it into a diet. Don't do that. Yes, you want to increase your protein. Yes, you can put more protein on your plate, but you've got to focus on doable hunger. Like, number one, water and doable hunger. Those are the two things that are going to get you weight loss. So you want to make sure that you're, before you start to add things on, get really good at the basics. And then you can look at, oh, now I'm going to plug and play some protein. Now I'm going to plug and play some fiber. Now I'm going to plug and play whatever it is. So that would be my suggestion to you, Sally. That would be what I would work on. Gina said, "Good morning, MJ. For those of us who have not been to camp before, would you please tell us what to expect? Not just the party, the whole experience. Thank you." Gina, I am doing a special call for in-person and VIP campers only on Saturday morning. Yay! Come to that call and I'll tell you all about camp, everything you ever want to know about in-person camp. Because there's not as many of us, on this call going, but come Saturday, you'll also get the replay. I will later be doing closer to time, doing a virtual call for virtual folks. This one will just be for in-person folks. So that is Saturday. Check your calendar. It should be on there and you will see it. All right. Y'all ain't got no more questions. No more questions for y'all. I will tell you, we did go to Corinne's house on Friday. Lots of updates to the tracker coming quickly. Loving. It's going to be amazing. A lot of new courses coming up. It's going to be amazing. So, y'all better hang on to your hats, ladies, because it is going to get all up in here. I'm excited. I'm excited about everything. All right, get your questions in. I only had four questions today. It is 11:18. I mean, this is cr cray cray. Come on and tell me all the things. Tell me all the things. Oh, good morning, Sandy. For all of y'all following along too, my daughter finishes her first semester of dental school on Friday. She has her final exam for gross anatomy on Friday. That's exciting. I can't believe it's gone that quickly. For y'all who have followed my saga, the saga of Mina going to dental school. So her first semester is done. Oh, you're fine. Oh, Kate, I'm so glad you asked. Kate said, "Are there any specific courses for people with ADHD?" We're working on it. We're working on it. So it's coming. N don't fret. It's coming. Something happening with you. Your mic, it keeps cutting out. Is my mic cutting out? Oh, okay. Lori said, "Oh, my audio sounds muffled. That's weird." Okay, it's fine for you. Okay. Rhonda says, "I'm up 7 pounds from last year. I need a few suggestions for level ups. I drink 68 ounces of water, get 7 hours of sleep. Nighttime eating is my main problem." You don't need to level up. You need to work on nighttime eating. We know what the problem is. We need to address the problem. So you've got a nighttime eating course that you can sign up for, even text in the evenings. Because we need to work. If you know what the issue is, let's not level it up. What is driving you to eat in the evening, Rhonda, tell me. I saw a lady yesterday at the doctor. And she told the receptionist her weight of 311, and I wanted to tell her about no BS, but not offend her. I probably wouldn't tell a stranger. I probably wouldn't tell a stranger. If I was in a conversation with her, I would, but I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. Because I just think about myself at like 265. I wouldn't want a stranger telling me. But it's up to you, you know. But that's my thought about it. I probably would not feel comfortable. Let me get rid of these questions. Okay. Yeah, so tell me, Rhonda, about your nighttime eating. Oh, Darlene said, oh, my daughter Layla that got engaged, her ring is beautiful. Yes. It is lab grown, yeah. Mary says, am I getting excited for football season? Of course I am. Of course I am. I am so ready. God, I'm ready. Since Corinne has recorded the lessons for this camp, will there be transcripts available ahead of time? We won't release the tran I don't think we'll release the videos before camp. Usually that comes out with the replay. So you'll hear it for the first time at camp. If you have got like hearing issues or auditory processing issues and you need transcripts, I'm sure you can email support@pnptribe.com. You will have a workbook. And I'll be honest, a lot of times the workbooks really do help you like follow along with the words. Might not be exactly like word for word transcripts, but they're usually fairly close. I will tell you that. Oh, Rhonda said, usually I think trying to stay up and watch an event in TV, baseball, then you just got to go to bed. I mean, or you just have to recognize. I'm just tired. That's why I'm wanting to eat. I'm willing to sit here tired and not eat and watch this baseball game. If you know that's the issue, try that and see. Do you recommend I do start consistency course and unwinding the binge with Coach Betsy? Or just concentrate on one of those things. Anonymous, only one. We can't do all of that. Don't do all of that at one time. Because when you do a course in no BS, it's not about just doing the course. You want to implement a couple of the things. So when I'm listening to, like, Healthify is a great example. There were so much great advice in Healthify. I loved Healthify. I'm working on one thing, three colors on my plate. That's what I implemented. Now, I got some knowledge about carbs and fats and proteins and all that kind of stuff, which was lovely. But I'm really, really right now focused on three colors of on my plate. There were so many other amazing things. There's the hand method and all that other stuff, but I feel pretty good on doable hunger. So I'm not like so like concerned about that, but like what just pick something and implement it and get good at it. And then you can go back and implement something else. Yeah, one thing at a time, just so you can include it in your life, right? That's the point. Because a lot of times, what happens is we used to have this course called Big Ass Action. It was so out of date. But basically, what happens is when you listen all the time, like let's say you got no BS in your ear 24/7, your brain thinks it's doing all the things in no BS. Because listening and processing information feels like it's doing something. Your brain thinks it's doing something, but it gets you into, we call it passive action. That's listening and not doing. But it feels busy because you're like, all I do is no BS. That's all I'm doing morning to night. I fill out my tracker. Then I put on a Corinne 365. Then I'm listening to the replays and I pop in the consistency course. I'm doing no BS all day long. It feels like it. But that's passive action. You want to get into massive action. Doing waiting for hunger. I mean, that is massive action. I'm not talking about rolling a boulder down a hill. I'm talking about waiting for hunger, taking a sip of water, leaving two bites behind. All of that is massive action that's going to help you with your weight loss. Consuming gives you the knowledge, but you've got to get into massive action. to get the scale moving, if that helps. I love that idea. And whenever I realized that, I was one of my really good friends, we call her a squirrel, because she just like gathering information all the time. She's not really implementing. She's a squirrel. You don't want to be a squirrel. Okay. You don't want to just gather information. You want to be a doer. You just don't want to gather the nuts. You want to get it, take it back to your nest for the winter. Look at me. I'm just an analogy fool. They just come to me. I don't know how. It's a gift. It's my gift. And that is true too. You did mention the binge course. So Betsy has written a binge course called Unwinding Binging. She is going to start going through it on August the 10th in the binge group. It will be a Facebook Live, whatnot, because the course will be available to everybody, of course. Like it'll be available to everybody. It's going to replace trusting your body, though. It's going to replace trusting your body. The new binge course will come out. Okay. That is how it's going to work. So she'll be going through it in Facebook. Now, if you're not in the binge group, go ahead and request it. Get in the binge group and you can go through with Betsy. The course, I have read it. I have not seen the videos. It is good for overeaters and bingers. Both types of folks can take a lot from that course. So if you're interested in it, even if you are like, MJ, but I'm not a binger, go ahead and join that group, go through it with her. And then you can just leave the group when you're done if you want to. Nancy says, we have been traveling since mid-June, so planning has been difficult. So can focusing on doable hunger be my plan in the wellness tracker? Absolutely. So I'd be eating on plan for tracker if I eat when hungry and stopping at enough at each meal, right? If I overeat, then not eating on plan. Yes. And here's what I would do, Nancy. I would get more specific because here's what you don't know. I don't know where I'm going to be eating. I don't know what's going to be offered. But we do know a lot of things. There's so many decisions you can make ahead of time. Are you going to drink alcohol or not? You going to eat bread out of a bread basket if it's offered to you or not? On the good, better, best scale, are you going to only eat better and best foods today, or do you want to include some good foods? Maybe one or two good foods a day. There's so much you can decide ahead of time. So I would encourage you to level up a little bit on your plan because you're focused on what you don't know, but let's focus on what you do know. Your plan could also be 64 ounces of water, no matter what. Even if I'm in the car and I hear all my excuses, I'm going to get my water in. I'm only going to have two good foods today. The rest are better and best. No matter where we go, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to eat at least two vegetables today. Wherever we go, whatever we do, if I get a burger, I'm going to get it without a bun and I'm going to get fries. Going back to that healthify, the 80-20. If I get a burger instead of fries, I'm going to get a side salad. Whatever that looks like. I'm going to get one salad in today. Because even at a burger joint, they got a salad. Even at a pizza place, they got a salad. So, I mean, think about what you do know, and work on it from there. Nancy, that's how I do my vacations. Mary Lynn says, I feel like I'm too late to lose weight, too late to begin and obtain success. I'm 82. Girl, I love that. I joined because my doctor told me to lose weight for heart health. I'm 5'3" tall and weigh 198 pounds. I feel like I'm too late, too old, too everything. My husband died. I just have to ask, is it too late to lose weight? 100% no. Absolutely, it is not. Never, never, never. There's all of the studies now are showing that it is never too late to retrain your brain, to change your habits. It is never too late. I mean, that's what everything's showing now. Your brain stays pliable until we put you in the ground, honey. And you ain't in the ground, so it's still pliable. It's not too late. Yes, you can 100% retrain your brain. We've had members lose weight in their 70s and 80s in here as well. Make sure if you're in Facebook, make sure you join the 55 plus group. They're very active. The flamingos, they call themselves, but it's the 55 plus group. Yeah, it's not too late. And if you want me to help you, Mary Lynn, email me. Just reply to any email I've ever sent you. We've ever sent you in no BS and attention MJ. I'll look at your tracker and I'll help you come up with a path. What you want to do first? That goes for everybody. Y'all know that. I'm not just talking to Mary Lynn. I'm talking to all of y'all. Y'all feel like you stuck and can't do. You just email me. After this call, every single week, I'll get at least one email that says, I finally listen to you. This is my email. Help me. I'm expecting them. Oh, thank you, Laura. I actually washed my hair today. I did. I appreciate that. I know. I've been doing different things with my makeup lately. I just have. Rhonda, we back at eating at night. Rhonda says, also 9 p.m. I find I look up at the clock and think snack. Yeah. I keep thinking it's time for a snack, but that's probably a habit at this point. 9 o'clock does not mean snack. 9 o'clock means I've eaten a snack for a really long time at 9 o'clock. I'm really just tired and I can either choose to go to bed or if there's something I really want to watch, I'm willing to sit here and watch it tired. Why don't you try that and see, Rhonda? Try that and see. And then work with Ask Coaches. I mean, y'all could have a great back and forth with that. You could even use Ask Coaches, Rhonda, at nighttime at 9 o'clock. You could start a thread with the coaches and come in every night at 9 o'clock when you're thinking snack instead of running to get a snack. Go in there and post what your thoughts actually are. And then the coaches can help you work through it because you've typed it in right when it's happening. That's another great thing to do. Nicole says, I recently had a gain and I realized that I was surprised by my brother commenting that I lost weight. Most of the time I'm good with being noticed, but this time it was uncomfortable and I kept thinking about it for a week. I ate over it and I gained 6 pounds. I'm not sure why it bothered me and how to stop thinking about it. If you had to guess, take a shot. When he said that, you immediately thought what? And then you felt what? Take write all of that down. What did you make it mean? What did you make it mean about him? What did you make it mean about you? Why do I think this bothered me so much? Just take a guess. Like it could be XYZ and take it to Ask Coaches and let them help you work through that. Barbara said, I just started using the tracker August 1st. I track the food as I eat it as opposed to making a plan. So when I get to the question, did I follow my plan? I don't know how to answer it. And the tracker won't let me skip it. Just say yes. I'd say yes, because you did. You wrote it. I'd just say yes. Let's see. Mary said, for those of us who are not able to go to camp or the virtual camp, is there anything else for those of us? I'm feeling left out. I wish I could go attend, but cannot. Is there something that I can do to not feel left out? Well, here's the thing. It's just not for you right now. You know, everything in OBS is available to you, but it may not be for you. There's a maintenance course that a lot of members have taken, but you might not be in maintenance yet. You don't feel left out from that because you're like, well, that's just not for me right now. But I will tell you this. And I always say this for anybody not going to camp. If Corinne comes up with an amazing idea at camp that is because what's Corinne's goal? To help every woman, whether they go to camp or not, lose all of their weight and feel as amazing as they deserve. Always, that's always the goal. The goal, the goal, the goal. That's what we live by. That's what we work by. If Corinne comes up with a concept or an idea that she thinks is going to help you, who did not go to camp, lose all of their weight and feel as amazing as they deserve, she will give it to you. I swear. Do you know? Let me show you. Guess where this little fella, oh, sorry. Guess where this little fella was developed? Camp Old Shitty. She happened to say it at camp one time. Now it's part of everything we do. She did not gatekeep old shitty and new hotness. Here it is. We've even made squishies out of it in the past. She does not gatekeep anything that's going to help you lose weight. I promise you. If a major something drops at camp and fabulousness flies out of her face, she will hand it to us on a silver platter. Hand it to us and give it to all of us. So you're not missing out on anything that is going to change your weight loss. I can promise you, it's not going to happen. And then there are so many courses on the website. Go look at the bonus courses and the pathways courses. What's getting in your way of weight loss? What's getting in the way of you losing your weight? Ask yourself, and then go over there and look. And I'm sure we got a course that's going to be helpful to you. And the next month, we're also dropping, I Know What to Do, I'm Just Not Doing It. So you can look at that as well, because that'll be next month's focus. And the other thing, too, Mary, for all of y'all, we answer Ask Coaches every day. I will still be answering my emails every single day. We will still be in Facebook every single day. There are like a quarter of y'all coming to camp, not quite even a quarter of y'all. And Corinne and I are very adamant about we still have the majority of the membership not at camp. We're going to take care of y'all. And for you that were saying, that you were like concerned about missing out, whatever, you're in the majority. The majority of people in this membership are not going to camp. I know you every time when you think I'm missing out, your brain zeroes in on every comment about camp. And it makes it feel like everybody's going but you, but that's not true. That's a thought that you have that is simply not true. Rhonda says, how do you find previous monthly focus on the website? So, like for instance, Healthify is on the website. It's not on like it's just the courses that we've gone through. Like Drop It Like It's Hot didn't really have like a course or anything, but once it becomes a monthly focus, then it goes and lives on the website. Like we did nighttime eating, emotional eating, that's all still on the website. Anonymous says, hello, I started ZepBound 2 months ago. I'm on the 2.5 for inflammation and to lose 10 pounds. I'm finding my hunger signals are very quiet and food noise is reduced and almost gone. The scale has been stuck for 4 weeks, so of course I'm eating less, still drinking water, getting sleep. What do I do now? Look for any emotional eating. Because there may be some emotional eating still going on. A lot of times, whenever you are starting like on a GLP-1, and one thing you really have to watch out for, but I haven't eaten much today. I really didn't eat that much. I should be hungry. Look for some of that. And then go to Ask Coaches, and you can get Christy too to help you. Hey, Mary. Robin. I like to eat to stay awake because we can't go to bed without a full belly. Oh, that's such a thought error. As a part of this, I'm focusing on going to bed at a regular-ish time. I would love to expand on some thoughts I'm working on. What are some can I adjust and other thoughts I can use to encourage myself to sit there, be tired, and not eat? Okay, so it is almost like you want to almost do some of that nervous system stuff. Put your hand over your heart and say, look, you are not hungry. You're just trying to stay awake. I'm going to deny you what you really need, but I'm going to sit here because of it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm willing to sit here and be tired. That's the pr I'm going to I want to stay up and I want weight loss. The recipe for that is sit here tired. Then for all of you, it's the same thing as like when you're increasing your water. Bringing your sleep down is the same thing. So if you typically go to bed at midnight, but you want to go to bed at 9, I don't understand that. It is so foreign to me, y'all, to stay up late. I cannot understand it. I was in the bed at 8:30 last night. I'm like, good night. My husband got home at like 8:15, and I'm like, good night. Bye. It's so foreign to me. I cannot stay awake. But let's say you're staying until midnight. You first want to start by going to bed by 11:45. And then you have to think about this. What do you want your nighttime routine to be? What time do you have to, if you're going to be in the bed at 11:45, what needs to happen? What needs to happen in order to achieve that goal, to go 15 minutes early? What do I need to do? Because 11:45 is when I'm getting to bed, not when I start getting ready for bed. But Wanda, you could even go lay in the bed and get you some rest like that. That's another thing. I never did wait up on my kids either. Y'all learning, I'm a terrible parent. I did. Lee said, I have been noticing in each meal section of the health tracker for waiting for hunger. And if I stop it enough, will there be a way to track this in the tracker in a way that will help identify trends? There will be, Lee. It's working on it. But I just had a member email me yesterday. I'm going to share it with y'all because I think it was so amazing. And I may make it a tracker tip. She said what she does is because now you got emojis because you're doing it on your phone. So you can use your emojis, right? Which is amazing. So she said by breakfast, if she waited for hunger, she gives it a big, that big green square check mark in her emojis. And if she doesn't, then she gives it the red circle with the X through it. And then she does that for enough as well before she completes her day. So she said now when she goes back and she looks at her stuff, she can see which days she did what and like if there's any patterns across the board. So she does that breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack on each line. And then she can just visually look and see. So you might want to try that because it was off awesome. Will there be lives in the future that focus on movement? I know no BS is weight loss, but I'm working on strength and want to get consistent habits in place. Yes, and there's also, I think, a movement course on the website. Something. There's some movement course on the website. You can go look at that. Oh yeah, Nancy says leveling up doable hunger while traveling. Great help. Can you review how we get to night texts to help with nighttime eating? Yes. If you go to bonus courses, you'll see the nighttime eating course. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, there's a place where you can sign up for nighttime text. The way we set this up as well is I think the text lasts like 21 days when you do it. I know, Joan. I was so glad the member wrote that in. I thought that was such a great thing. But once you complete your texts, like if you do 3 weeks of text, nighttime text, and then you're like, hey, I missed that, you can go sign up again. If your nighttime texts aren't working, email support, darling. Any kind of tech thing like that that's not working, email support. But we set it up so you could sign up over and over again for them. So, but if you have any tech issues, you know, Keith lives over there in support at pmptribe.com. You can even reply to any email or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page. But that's where it is, Mimi. Oh, you blame your internet. But I would just check. They'll ch run a check for you to make sure they're sending because they can see on our end if they actually sent or if there's like an issue. So I would just, I mean, listen, don't tell Keith I told you. But he don't have, he's fine. He's got plenty of time. Don't tell him I said that though. Yeah. Oh yeah. Louise said if you're not in the US, because we don't email overseas or text overseas, they'll send you the text messages on a weekly basis. We'll send you a PDF of the text messages. And then you can set different rem we've had people set reminders on their phone to pop up at night. It's really good. I'm going to Pennsylvania next week, Sandy says. Sandy says. We are having a celebration of life for my older brother we lost in April. I will be at an Airbnb with my youngest brother and his family. I don't want to spiral into effort eating. I'm making food to take with me for travel days and listening to podcasts and 365. I'm looking for additional ideas to deal with the emotions other than eating. I have been handling almost all of the issues from end of life decisions to the hospital to the storage unit in Montana, incorrect death certificate. Oh gosh. I am looking for ideas on how to step away for a few minutes when it gets to be too much. I haven't even taken the time to mourn the loss. Not complaining, just trying to figure out how to deal with all of this upcoming and stressful day. Sandy, I'm gonna tell you exactly what to do. Go under resources, under the nervous system reset page. Kathy has got simple, simple things that you can do in the moment to bring yourself into like a baseline, home base, whatever we call it. The other thing is you've got to give yourself permission to be sad. Don't think, like a lot of people think, I've got to be strong. I don't want the kids, my brother's kids to see me upset, whatever it is. You need to go in there with the attitude that I am going to allow myself to feel how I feel. I have complete permission. And it's not wrong. And I don't need to shut it down with food. That's what you're going to start practicing now. But go, there is a grief meditation also. Yeah. So go in there and look at those tools and start looking at them now so that you'll be able to carry them with you to Pennsylvania. That's a great question, though. There's so many good tools on there. Gina is asking about new member calls. Yeah, once you move over, you come to these calls, not the new member calls. Oh yeah. Will you talk more about road trip food tips and ideas? Traveling 3 days and eating as we go, looking for new nuggets. There's a couple things I did because you know I was a dance mama and I had to travel every weekend. I put my snacks in a trunk. I did not make them available to me. I decided partway through because I was traveling and not getting my water in ever. And then that was when I finally said I deserve to pee. I'm gonna drink my water. I do enough for these yahoos. I take care of my family all the time. It don't take me but 2 or 3 minutes to go pee. I'm gonna go pee. I'm gonna drink my water and go to the bathroom. Period. End of discussion. And I refuse to feel bad about asking to go potty. How many times did I pull over for them toddlers? Every 30 minutes. I, of course, could go to the bathroom. Like, I did it for you. You gonna do it for me. There's that. So that was another decision I made about, you know, the way that it was gonna go. And then I do love the good, better, best scale. I always, when I go on any trip, any vacation, I decide how many good foods I'm going to have in a day. That includes alcohol. The rest are better and best. And that helps keep me on track. So that's, to me, that's the easiest way to travel. And I just like, I don't keep like crap in my hotel room if I'm in a hotel. Like, I don't do that. Like, I just don't. Out of sight, out of mind. If it ain't there, I can't eat it. The best way to not eat chips is to keep the chips on the shelf at the Publix. That's the fact. The best way not to eat candy is to leave it in the vending machine. It's as simple as that. Like, I make it easy on myself. I make it easy on myself. I have regained from 207 to 220 since March. I have not noticed a change in intake. I don't eat desserts and I never finish my plate. We always eat out. The one thing that has changed is I stop Pilates 3 to 4 times per week. What would you do next? I would go all in on doable hunger. I wouldn't tighten your belt or get back into movement or both. I wouldn't do, we got to go back to doable hunger. You said I have not noticed an increase in my intake. Here's what happens. It starts out small with a couple of bites here and there, and then we increase our intake until we don't realize there's an increase. There is an increase in your intake. I promise you, hand of God. I want you to go back to waiting for hunger and stopping at enough. I want you to double down on it. And then you can even do the regain reset if you want to under bonus courses. It's a great course if you want to do that course. But I would just be like, I am figuring out I'm gonna tighten up doable hunger. That's all I would do. And you can use Ask Coaches. You can use me to help you. If you're doing the tracker, email me. I'll go look at your data and help you come up with a plan. Ask Coaches can do the same thing. We're all here to help you figure it out. So you let me know how I can support you, or let the coaches know how they can support you, and we'll figure this out together. You don't worry about that. Oh, Joan said, repeat about binge eating. So there's a brand new binge course coming out on August the 10th. It will be on the website, available to every single person. But we are not going to do like a monthly focus or a walkthrough with binge eating and whatnot, because it's not for everybody in the membership. So Betsy will be taking you through it in the binge Facebook group. So if you go over, if you've been here more than 30 days, you will have the binge group available to you. I think that's right. If you don't, if you're new here and you really want to go through it, whatnot, you can email support. But just know that it will be there available to you after your first like 90 days of membership. You'll be able to get to it. So we're not taking it away. You're not missing anything. But it's just, we're just going through it in the binge Facebook group. In July 21st, 2021 was my no BS anniversary. I lost weight the first year. Since then, I have gradually gained back about a half a pound, a half. Oh, half of your weight. I was like, a half a pound? That's not bad. Never mind. Half. When the tracker came out, I used it 31 days. Huge improvement. Yet I haven't lost any weight in months. Now I can see why. Okay, then. I'm starting to get so discouraged and feel very close to throwing in the towel. My question is, why? Now you see the problem. You was just floating through the dark, honey. Didn't know what was going on. Now you've got awareness. I can see why the scale isn't moving. Here's my small step I'm going to take first. If you know what the problem is, you know what the solution is, which is amazing. That's half the battle. You can look at it that way as well. I'll finish reading your question. Maybe you get to it. I get excited and then I start answering. Let's see. I haven't, because I know it would be expensive to rejoin. Plus, you've got us to help you figure it out right here where you are. I hate the fact that several times this summer I've reached into that tote of clothes and pulled that I put away forever. I feel like I've been in a long-term funk and just sending no BS money, hoping something will click. Okay. I tell myself that this month I'll try a little harder. Things I've tried, regain course, ask coaches several times. I find that I don't follow through with the things I know will help. If you would recommend one thing for a person with this attitude, what would it be? First of all, I would work on the habit of quitting on yourself. First of all, I would work on your thoughts. I know you thought I was going to say cut something out, didn't you? When you are so down on yourself, I want you to really spend your days telling you what, telling yourself what is going right. I'm attending calls. I'm asking questions. I am willing to wait for hunger today. Just today. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing that today. And tomorrow you wake up and you make another decision. I don't need you to believe that you can lose all this weight. I need you to believe that you can scoot your way one step closer to it today. And then tomorrow is a different day and you get to make a different decision. That's what I need you to believe. I don't need you to believe in your goal weight. What are you going to do today? Just like I was talking about earlier, taking the regain course and all that kind of stuff is passive action. My question is, what action steps have you taken to get you there? And the emotional eating part is coming from the thoughts that you've got about the regain. Here's what happens. Regains happen for a lot of folks. And if they figured it out, you can too. That's the hopeful part of it. I lost weight with no BS. I know exactly what to do. I just need to take one step towards who I was when I lost this weight. That's the kind of stuff you tell yourself. Notice none of my thoughts are pie in the sky. Yes, I'm going to start doing all the things. It's going to feel amazing and I'm going to lose all my weight back. And bad. No. Today I can wait for hunger. I know that about myself. And I know I got help. I know I got to ask coaches and I know I got MJ if I need anything at all. That does not feel pie in the sky and that does not feel amazing, but it's true. And that's what you want to work on, Holly. Carol says, I'm going to Texas for a wedding and all my favorite foods will be there. Mexican margaritas and barbecue. Girl, that's my love language. I haven't had that food in so long and I'm worried I will go overboard and mess up my plan. Any tips? I would just plan for them all. Serve barbecue and Mexican. When you serve yourself smaller plates. Have those little breaks inside. Remind yourself what you're there for. You're not there for Mexican and barbecue. And margaritas. You're there to celebrate whoever's getting married. You're there to have a big time. Enjoy company of people you probably haven't seen in a long time, too. But set yourself up for success. Before margaritas, water. When you serve yourself on your plate, leave white space. All of those things. Okay. Robin says, totally off subject. I recently just bought a couple of beginner crochet kits. One is a wobbles and the other is a granny square kit. I just realized I'm waiting for a perfect time to start learning. I missed a local beginner crochet class and I'm waiting for the next, but I just realized it's my perfectionistic brain going, oh, you can just do that. You can't do this on your own. It will look awful and you will have wasted money. Ideas or thoughts on counteracting? Just begin and can I just do 5 minutes? Isn't working. You could even go on YouTube and watch a tutorial, a beginner crochet. I bet you if you looked up wobbles, how to do wobbles, you get your class. I don't, your perfectionist is like, I have to go in person and I have to wait on the next class. I bet you I can figure this out with me and a Google. That's all you need. You don't need to be in person. That's your first level up of perfectionism, right? Like, I think I keep thinking I need to do this in person, but I bet a YouTube tutorial will be just as good. And cr learning to crochet is a process. I'm doing a cross stitch right now. I have got so far off count. Damn, it's a hot mess. It's not gonna look great. It's my first like bigger one. But I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do the best I can. I've learned a lot from this one. That's been my attitude the whole time. I did not have to mortgage my house to buy this cross stitch pattern. It's gonna be okay. And I've learned a lot, and the next one's gonna be better. Those are all of my thoughts. Those are the thoughts I practiced to get me to do it. But can I just watch a YouTube tutorial and see how it goes? Oh, I started there and can crochet anything, Kate says. Seriously, just watch the videos that come with the kit and you can do it, girl. Find a free washcloth pattern on Pinterest or Ravelry and practice the stitches before you start the kit. Y'all, you got a bunch of crocheters in here. I love that, Robin. Even Michael Jordan was bad at it one time, right? Y'all are like crochet queens up in here. Oh my gosh. Well, y'all look at us. We're gonna get out on time. You know what I always say? I'm doing cross stitch, but you know I'm left-handed. So every time I've thought about doing cross stitch, that's always my excuse for everything, but I'm left-handed. I would love to cut the grass, but you know I'm left-handed. I would love to crochet, but you know I'm left-handed. That's always my excuse. I would love to wash the car, but you know I'm left-handed. I can't do that. I would love to vacuum the floor, but you know I'm left-handed. And I swear that toilet bowl cleaner is built for right-handed people. I'm left-handed. I can't do it. That's been my excuse my whole life. Well, thank you. All right. All right, y'all have a great rest of your day. I know I do love to be left-handed. We were at Corinne's house the other day, and there were six of us at the meeting, and three of us were left-handed. Chris Crabtree is left-handed. Coach Lizzie is left-handed. She was at the meeting. So me and Coach Lizzie are both left-handed. Oh, hush. They have crochet videos for left-handed people. Don't take my disability away. Don't take it away from me. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye, y'all.